How much you look forward to going out and playing the Raiders?
Exciting. It's always a big week for us when we're playing against the Oakland Raiders. So with a week of good preparation, I think we'll be okay.
What did you think of last week? I mean, did you enjoy getting the ball, doing that end around, and getting to lower your head and kind of go?
Yeah, it's always fun being involved in the offense, and I think we got a good thing going.
A lot of people are wondering why you're not involved more. Are you kind of hoping to get more, as the season progresses, get a little bit more action out there?
You know, I'm a player. I don't make those decisions. So all I can do is do my job, and we'll go from there.
How surprised were you that you went through that whole stretch of the second quarter not playing at all?
You know what, man? That's last week. We got Oakland Raiders, which is a big week for us. It's the divisional game. And, you know, we got to put the past behind us and move forward.
Do you look forward to going into an atmosphere like the Black Hole?
Oh, absolutely. That's probably one of my favorite atmospheres to play in.
Why is that?
It's just so rowdy, and the fans are crazy, and it just gets me going.
They said anything special to you through the years?
Nah.
Nothing?
No.
The fact that you missed a game in Oakland last year, you haven't had a big game yet, are you ready to have a breakout game Sunday? Is that as good a time as any?
You know, you hope to have a big game every game, but as long as we win, that's all that matters.
Brandon, there's a lot of speculation that maybe the playbook isn't as familiar to you as other people. Is that true, or how much do you know the playbook?
You know what? I'm comfortable in the playbook. Past two games, I made two mistakes, and, you know, that happens. But you want to correct those to where you don't make a mistake at all. But I only made two mistakes in two games, and I think that I did that last year in the last offense.
Is that just route running? You mean when you say you made mistakes, just not right
just made a mistake, but that's the past, and hopefully this week I can go out there against the Raiders and be error-free.
B, when you've talked to guys like Sharp and Rod who've kind of given you encouragement, do they tell stuff that kind of helps you a little bit?
You know what, that's a personal conversation. I'd rather not disclose what we talk about, but, you know, the Raiders this week is a big game for us, and hopefully we can get a win.
Got a cold there?
Yeah, a little bit.
What kind of challenges do the Raiders' defense present?
Big ones. They're big and fast all across the board, and it's going to be tough.
Awesome line, about as good as you go up against?
Yeah, he is.
Well, why is he so good, Brandon?
Just a very smart player and athletically gifted, and he just fights every play.
When we see you on that field years past, I mean, especially even when you had that camp this summer, yeah. You had that bounce to you. We haven't seen that lately. Is it? Are you still enjoying football and stuff as much as you used to?
You always enjoy football when you're winning. Right now we're undefeated, but, you know, it's a 16-round fight, and it's round three. And as long as we win it, it's a great thing.
Would you term yourself 100%? Are you 100%? Are you back to who you are?
I'm better than that what I was last year. Last year I played the whole year with a tear in my hip. This year is fixed. I feel great. My body is as lean as it ever been. Last year I probably was 10% lean. 10%. This year I'm 6. faster, much healthier. Just ready to roll.
So where's that swagger that we?
I'm still the same guy. I'm still the same guy. I just got to do. I got to do my best of doing my job when I'm given the opportunity to do it. So when I'm out there, I'm gonna try my best.
Brandon, you think some of the mistakes, is that? I think that's kind of why you're not on the field as much as.
I mean, I think two mistakes in two games. I think that's actually it's pretty good. You know, people make mistakes. No one's perfect, but you know, and. The National Football League, you make a mistake, people can pick off of that. So you try to do your best not to make any mistakes. But it's not like I'm out there just not knowing what I'm doing. I'm comfortable with everything in there.
But on this team,
you know, that there's a thought that he's going to be a shorter, dunk and dink type quarterback. Have you seen it, you know, the plays downfield more and more as you –
Well, you know what? As of right now, our offense has been very efficient. We're doing a great job working together. So if we're throwing the ball downfield, running the ball, or throwing short passes, it doesn't matter. As long as we're getting W's, that's all that really matters.
Brandon, on this team, I mean, those mistakes, does that lead to not getting in the game?
I mean, sir, you keep asking the same question. I keep answering it. I mean, I don't know what else you want me to say to you. You know, I'm excited about, you know, playing against Oakland. I'm excited about us being 2-0. All I can do is do my job. Me being out there, not being out there as much as I used to be, is just something I have to get used to. But, you know, that's the National Football League. Things change. I think I'm good enough to be out there, but it doesn't matter what I think. So all I can do is embrace it, you know. I've learned from, you know, trying to fight the system, and you know what? It's just a great, you know, time of the season right now for us to be 2-0 and to start the way we did.
It's basically you turning over a new leaf. Is that fair?
I'm excited about Oakland, man. We're 2-0. I mean, you guys can ask all the questions you want. You know, y'all asked some questions from a month ago. You know, that's the past. You know, let's move forward. We're 2-0. The fans are happy. The players are happy. The coaches are happy. Everybody's happy. Every Denver Bronco fan is happy right now, and I'm the same. You know, a lot of good come when you're winning.
Thanks, sir.